appreciate that.
I'm just kind of riding off some positive energy that I had in New York. I know I gave up 2 homers there, but I felt like I pitched really well. Figured out some things with my delivery, and just riding out some good things that I've created over the past couple starts, and just the deeper I get into ball games, the happier I am. So we're in a good spot right now.
Talk about the machine and Seth Brown's play. You're pointing at both of them.
Yeah, I mean, machine made a great play. I mean, I just handed him a nice drink as a thank you for that play down the line. And then, Seth, I'm sure his groin's doing okay. It was a great stretch to get the ball. And so, like I told you guys before, I celebrate great plays. I celebrate just about anything that happens on the field if my teammates are doing it, because that more positive energy that flows through the clubhouse, through the dugout, it's going to lead to some good omens. So it did today.
And you told me at the beginning of the year, no matter who's behind you, you always have the utmost confidence in your defense. Mm-hmm. Does that help you in your pitching?
Always. I mean, we're in the big leagues. And any guy that's in that position, or any position on the field, is the best at what they do. So there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to make plays behind me. And I'm going to make some bad pitches, and they're going to help me out. And it's just kind of a all-inclusive thing. I mean, I would have told Murph, I forget what inning it was, he had the 2 pop-ups to himself. I looked down and was like, do you want a third one? So as much as it wasn't a third one to him, I tried my best to create it. So again, just creating positive energy, having fun.
You do that all the time when you're pitching, right? You're serious, but you also can maintain a loose mentality.
Yeah. I mean, I'm singing songs in between innings. The music was absolutely electric today.
It was good music.
I loved it. So, I'm just enjoying it. I enjoy every moment. I enjoy my time with my teammates. And that's all I can do is just ride the energy of the fans. I mean, the fans tonight, I got to mention that. They were absolutely amazing. Electric environment. They were with every pitch. And a lot of these young guys got to experience what this place is like when it's filled out. So I was riding off the fans a lot today too, so that really helps. So mm-hmm. I appreciate everyone coming out on 4th of July. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you're pretty fired up coming off the mound here in the 8th inning, it looks like. You kind of wanted to stay in the game.
100% wanted to finish it. There's no hiding that. But Kotz did give me the 7th in New York that I asked for, so I understand it. I wanted to finish the 9th. I felt strong enough too, but that's the way it goes sometimes, and you got to respect decisions. And at the time I was probably a little pissed off, but in the same breath, I'm glad Jackson got in there and was able to finish it, and he's been working on some things, so I'm glad he had a successful outing too. So
you mentioned a positive attitude. You kept here. Has it been tough having not gotten the W, since April?
Yeah, I mean. Personally, I don't look at wins and losses. I want to come in and expect to win every day, and I can't hit, so it's not my part of things. Not my I play defense every once in a while when it's hit to me, so there's only so much I can do there. So I throw the rock, and whatever happens after. So just trying to do my job, and today I felt like I could have finished it.
Stint here, and
mm-hmm.
Could you sense what that meant to him today, and also the crowd seeing him do that again?
Well, I'll say he was born in the USA, that's for sure. That was his walkout today, and I thought I knew he was going to hit one today. So with that change, so it was good. Vogt's just such a great addition to the clubhouse. Rallies the guys and keeps everyone going, and so to ride off his energy too is also a plus for us. Vogt's great, and I'm glad he got another homer in front of the Oakland fans, and I'm sure he always appreciates it.
Is there anything extra with Chapman at bats?
I just made sure he had his time to in his first at bat. Yeah. Otherwise, it was just business as usual, trying to get out as best I can. I'll talk to him tomorrow about that strike 3 call, because that was a ball inside. I'm honest about it. So, yeah. But we'll talk tomorrow about that and have some fun with it. So,
with the way that the guys were hitting early on and giving you some insurance and some padding kind of heading into the rest of the game, does that add to a little bit of help?
Always, yeah. I mean, when you're pitching with a lead, you want them to add on to be able to throw more fastballs. I threw a lot of fastballs today, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It was our primary pitch, and Murph was calling a great game. And so Yeah, I mean, it just helps to be able to pitch our game a little bit more and a little bit more confidently, knowing that the offense is buzzing like they were today.
Okay. Thanks, Cole. Thank you.